Phil, we're here again. A late, late goal denying us the victory.
Yeah, that's the story of it. Good first half. Second half didn't start the half well. And they were the better team. Just need everyone to know that the tactical instruction was not to sit back and soak up pressure. We just didn't play well in the second half. We didn't turn the back four around. We didn't have periods where we got hold of the ball and give us a rest with the ball. And that was it. And we just couldn't get out. And, you know, credit to them. They're a team on a good run as well. And they played well. And Jordan's had to make too many saves today.
Yeah, it probably tells the story of the game. Pickford, probably man of the match. McArdle and Meredith were both excellent. So we're looking at the defenders to maybe be the best players on the pitch today, which tells you how well Scunthorpe played. Do we give credit to them, or are you just disappointed that with our tactics second half?
Not tactics.
Not the tactics.
Everybody knows, shouting at me. We sat back. We don't intentionally sit back.
Yeah.
We just didn't play well enough to get out. Started from the kickoff, got pinned in our own half for 5 minutes. We didn't keep the ball in midfield. We didn't have any periods of possession. In the first half, we slid quality down the sides of the two centre-half, which gets the whole team up the pitch. We didn't do any of those things, and it meant we spent too much of that half in our own half, and our keepers had too much work to do.
Yeah, it's frustrating that we conceded so late, though, in the game. It looked so we were going to hang on in the end.
Yeah, you know, it was some terrific performances defensively, and we are bitterly disappointed, but I don't think we could say on the second half performance that Scunthorpe didn't deserve something out of it. The lads have given everything, but we didn't play as well as we have done recently in the second half of the game.
And we'll take the positives from it. We are on this run. We are 7 games unbeaten, and there is still a great confidence in the camp, and we're only a point off the playoffs still, so let's be positive about where we are going into Christmas.
Absolutely. You know, we come up against a team today, they might be down the bottom, but they've spent got three strikers and spent six-figure fees on all three of them. That's what we're up against today, and they have got quality going forward. We didn't show enough of our quality going forward. We did in the first half in patches, but in the second half we didn't show enough quality, because it was the type of pitch, one quality pass was all which was needed, like we showed in the first half, and we're in at their back four, but we didn't do it enough, and we got pinned back.
And we'll talk about Rory McArdle's goal. We're talking about positives. A striker's finish from your centre-back.
Yeah, very good. I thought he was terrific today. I thought he was really, really good. Great performance. A performance him and Pickford in particular deserve to be on the winning team.
Yeah, and as far as the next game's concerned, Boxing Day, we go to Fleetwood as well. We've been playing well away from home. We've been playing well at home, but away from home, we've been excellent over recent weeks.
Yeah, we're having a good run. We're on a good run. As we said a few weeks ago, when you concede late, it does feel like a defeat. It was not the same as a Gillingham one where they deserve nothing. Scunthorpe deserved something out of the game today with a second half performance, and you know, we didn't play well enough as well as we can do to go and get another goal, you know, because, you know, there's certainly with them pushing towards the end, there was chances on the counter attack with a bit more quality, we could have scored and killed the game off.
Yeah, and what's the procedure now? Obviously it's a busy-ish Christmas for you guys. You've been training Christmas Day, or are you in Christmas Eve? What's the plan?
We're in all week, really. Yeah. And you know, we've got a few injuries. Billy Clark's tweaked his medial ligament, which is a shame, but he wanted to stay on at half time, but you know, he's icing that up, so we're gonna have to have a good look at that. There's Marais has damaged his shoulder again, so a couple of things we need to look at over the next 24-48 hours.
I know you're frustrated, but I'm sure you've got a Christmas well wish for all the listeners on Pulse on Sport as well.
Yeah, no, hope everyone has a great time. We'll see you back here on the 28th. And listen, we take the plaudits together, the supporters, we all enjoy the victories, and we take the disappointment together, you know. And sometimes I do think with the supporters, they think it doesn't hurt me as much as it hurts them. But let me tell you, you know, when that goal goes in, that's like a dagger in my heart at the time. But we've got to move on from it. It's another game unbeaten. We move up the table. And we keep plodding away and keep doing the things which has brought us success in this recent run.